Hola, mi gente. Welcome to another episode of Sazón Talk,
Woo!
número 12.
12.
Yes.
Man, it's been a minute. It feels like we've been doing this forever, but we haven't.
Yeah, but it's like I said last time in our whatever episode that was, that we skipped some weeks because of the holidays.
Well, yeah.
So,
Well, but
yeah.
I miss those breaks. But no, I am glad to be back recording. Thank you guys for joining us for once again episode 12 of Sassone Talk. You can listen to previous episodes, as we love to remind you guys, on all streaming platforms under the Jabba Tears podcast network. And also follow us on Instagram at Sassone Talk. But we're gonna jump right on in on tonight's topic.
Okay.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Should have had that playing.
I don't know why that. We'll find someone to edit that shit and put that shit in. So we're gonna just talk about friendships. We're gonna talk about how we became friends, and Amanda will have a probably very better storyline than I will, because I'm foggy.
Honestly, I feel like you probably don't remember, because you might have been drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I told you where.
Oh, AC?
No.
Oh, where?
We were at Tonic.
Tonic. Yeah, but I don't think I was drunk at Tonic, was I?
I don't know.
You know what it is?
That was the first time meeting you. So I've gotten to know when you're high and when you're drunk, you're just kind of like mellow out type of thing.
Yes, very much true. Very much true. But I think you know what it is that I'm always the girl in the group of guys. And, you know, being that kind of like, I guess in a sense, that big sister role, I never know how, and it's because it's done to me all the time, I never know how long someone's going to last. So I don't get fully invested. And as you can see,
yeah.
Why I don't. But I don't get always fully invested the first time, because they do it to me. If I bring a dude around,
right,
all y'all niggas is not invested. All y'all niggas is looking at me like, how long is this thing gonna last? So, because it was crazy when I had mentioned to Joy, shout outs to Joy, who's my other best friend that lives in Houston. I had mentioned to Joy about coming back to Houston and taking Mikey with me so that she can meet him, because she lives over there. And she's just like, he must be lasting this long if you're talking about him coming out here. I was like, damn, sis. Facts, but damn. But that's probably why I don't remember, because it just was like, at the time, you know, me and Dre, right? And me and, you know, me and Dre are good friends. Like, I look at him as my little big brother. So, like, for me, I was just like, well, if it lasts, I'll get to know her eventually.
Yeah.
And plus, you can't really get to know someone at a bar. Like, my focus isn't having a conversation. My focus is, let's take some shots. So, excuse me. But I do feel like, I think, once again, over time, and also experiences and things like that, is how our friendship has been able to grow and blossom this to the way that it is, that now we're partners in this venture of podcasting world. But yes, this week's episode is going to be about friendships, highs and lows, the benefits, you know, what type of friend are you in that sense? Are you that friend that no holds bar, or are you that friend that tells, that paints a cookies and candy land picture that everything's gonna be okay? So we're gonna discuss what type of friend we are, and also talk about losses in friendship. Once again,
cutting ties.
Yeah, you outgrow people. You know, they always say people are always around for seasons.
That's right.
So we're gonna talk about highs and lows in being a friend.
Okay.
But let's actually, like, our episode 10 where we talk about ghosting, let's define what a friend is. Like, I feel like we all have different definitions, expectations of what a friend is. So, Amanda, let us know, what is your ideal friend? What are the requirements to qualify as being a friend in your world? Because it can be very so much different than mine. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean, everybody has their own. I guess you can say, like, language of what a friendship is. Kind of like your love language, but it's like your friendship language.
Okay.
So to me, it's crazy because I cherish my friendships. Like, I'm one of Absolutely. Those people that loves hard for their friends. Mm-hmm. And I will go beyond and back for my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. And that's the type of person that I am. And so I kind of I expect the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm there for you, I would expect for you to be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a person that when I need you, you're there. Even just like some girl time, you know, because it's
Which
always
is important.
That, yes. It, you know, and I've gone to learn that hanging out with you and Britt. Because I've had it before in the past, but it was different.
How so?
Well, because, like, my best friend, we were always surrounded by others. There was never a moment that me and her would be separate
mm-hmm.
from everybody else. So because me and her talk about things that we don't tell nobody else.
Right.
And so whenever we wanted to talk, it's like we kind of had to, like, go for it. Because we would see each other more often when we had church retreats.
Mm-hmm.
And so because she doesn't live in – I mean, she lives in New York, but she's, like, in upstate New York. So we wouldn't see each other often. We would text each other, but we knew, like, it's crazy because as far as we are, we knew when something was going on between one another. That's the connection we had.
Yes.
And so, like, when I used to go to the retreats, like, we would have to go either for a walk or, like, even, like, we became pooping besties and, like, we would take a poop together. And you'll be like, now we can talk because everybody's here.
I feel like that's one of the many qualifications in friendships is that if you can piss and shit in front of your friend.
Yes.
Then you're good to go.
Right. And so, but yeah, like I love hard and I give my all in my friendships and I expect the same thing.
Right.
I expect you, like, if you mean more to me than a friend, I'm going to be like, this is my sister.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think anyone that knows me, I value and cherish friendship very differently mm-hmm. than the average person. And it's more or less because, you know, growing up, I kind of always wanted that big family.
Right.
Because, like, all my other friends I felt like had, like, mad siblings mm-hmm. or mad cousins. And they all would go and hang out together and do things together. And being firstborn across the platform, like, I'm the first grandchild. I'm the first daughter. I'm the first sister. I am the first cousin. Like, I'm the oldest in all those categories. So for the first seven, eight years of my life, it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I do sometimes have only child syndrome characteristics, because first 7 years of my life, it was just me.
Right.
But and also, you know, once me and my brother we have that big age gap. So being able to relate to people my age and stuff like that, it came with the type of friends that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I will honestly say I'm blessed because I have so many different type of friends. And yeah. they've from different parts of my life mm-hmm. where I'm blessed where, you know, that's why I take my birthday pretty serious, because it's the one time of the year that I can put everyone, whether I've been friends with them 15 years or 2 years, I can put them all in the same space and everybody be cool. And not everybody can do that. So mm-hmm. to be able to do that at times, I'm blessed to do that. But I will say, like you said, being a friend is being that on-call doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Like being able to, if I got some shit going on at 2:00 in the morning, girl, if I'm calling you, you sleep. It's okay. But when you wake up and see this, hit me back
right.
type of thing. And it's a 50-50. It's a partnership. It's mm-hmm. not, you have to be able to put in just as much as you get back.
Right.
But it has to have some type of balance. And I think at times, you know, it's like a scale. Sometimes it's going to more on one side is going to happen where you're going to do more, you're going to be more. And you know what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. But that, once again, that scale kind of has to go up and down. So it has to be times where I don't have it all together
mm-hmm.
and I don't have all the answers. And if you do, pour that into me. Let me know, like, listen, this is what I think. This is my opinion. So that's why, like, I cherish and I value my friends like they're my family, because we're all, I always feel like if I'm there for you, I don't know. I'm not probably the best person because I'm not vocal on when I need help or if I need assistance in something because I'm always the, I got it. Mm-hmm. But my inner circle, which you are included in that, my inner circle knows when something's off. They know the vibe. They know the energy is shifted. They know that, all right, maybe we need to have a conversation or maybe we need to just go somewhere and just chill. So that's why, like, I'm blessed, like, you know, when, you know, me, Britt, and Joy will, we may not always talk or every day or see each other, especially because one lives across the goddamn country. Mm-hmm. But I value the times and the moments we do have together. So, like, when we did the cruise for my birthday when I turned 30, that was something dope when we swam with dolphins. That's something we can talk about for life. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even this past New Year's Eve and doing vision boards. I never did a vision board. And mm-hmm. to be able to do that with my best friends was cool. Or even when me and you and Britt went to Atlantic City for New Year's Eve, that was a memory that we will always live with for the rest of our lives. So I live for the moments and where we can always go back. But in life, you're gonna, like I said in the beginning of the episode, you're gonna outgrow. Mm-hmm. You're going to, there's different chapters in life where people aren't gonna unfortunately continue in that journey with you. And that's okay too. So I wanna talk about if you can tell a story of one instance where, you know, you actually distance yourself from a friend and that person may not longer be as close to you as they were because of certain situations. So
yeah, so I have two, and I'll try to make them short and sweet. The first one that I'm gonna talk about was actually very hard for me because this person is actually younger than me. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, like, I knew her since she was little, like a baby. I was very close to the family. And, like, her parents would, like, kind of say, like, you know, I'm their adopted daughter and stuff like that. Because I would go to, like, we would go to Hershey Park, like, the campgrounds. And I would go camping with them for every 4th of July weekend. So I was very close to the family. And then her bond and I were just, like, she would be, like, I'm her second mom. And we did everything together. Like, even if we just wanted, like, she needed to get out of her house because her mom was driving her crazy, we would go to Target that was nearby. We would go to the mall. We did a lot of things. We ended up going to the same college. Mm-hmm. So if we had to leave around the same time, we'll meet together and we'll take the train together. And or even after school, we'll meet. Or even if it was like for lunchtime, we'll meet and we'll have lunch. If she needed money, I gave her whatever she needed. Because that's the type of friend I was.
Right.
So it came to, I think, 2 years ago. I had found, like, I was with Dre at his house. We were getting ready to go to his best friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call from another close friend of mine. And she was like, yo, did you peep Facebook? And I was just like,
what do you? Just love when you get alert from someone else, like, yo, go up on Facebook. Like, what?
Right. And I was just like, what are you talking about? She was like, oh, you don't know, no. And I was just like, what don't I know, no? She's like, go on Facebook and look. So I go up on Facebook and I see my so-called daughter friend got engaged. Mm. And so I was just like, oh, well, this is interesting because she ain't tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, some people think that I might be overreacting. And I'm just like, I'm not overreacting because we had years of friendship.
Right. And there's just certain things that you shouldn't find out on social media if we're really friends. Like, if something dire or something life-changing, that's like,
it's like how Joy and Britt tell you, like, if you go to Vegas and you get married, they will kill you.
Yeah, they're killing me.
So that's how I felt. Like, I felt, like, in a way because,
well, no, they would kill me. Not that I would, if I went to Vegas, if I didn't
tell them
mm-hmm. that Vegas was happening and gave them the opportunity to attend that such situation. So, yeah, so it's more or less just not being considerate mm-hmm. of your friend.
Right. Because, you know, and what's crazy is that I made it seem like I didn't know anything.
Oh, that's how you got to do it. You got to play it off. Like, what?
And you know how many times, like, I had people calling me. I had people messaging me, telling me, like, oh, my God, you must be so happy for her because people knew our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to play it off like I knew everything and I didn't.
That's the worst.
And it was hard.
Yeah.
And so I saw her a couple of times and I didn't mention anything because, again, to her knowledge – and to my knowledge, you didn't tell me nothing. So I'm going to act like I don't know anything. I'm going to let you tell me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw her a couple of times. She didn't say nothing. So one day I messaged her and because we would send each other songs. So I found a song that I liked and I sent it to her. So she replies that she doesn't have Apple Music anymore. And, you know, this is why you got to keep receipts. I still have receipts. This happened a while ago, but I have it for my own benefit. And she would say that she don't have Apple Music anymore, but really, Amanda? And I was just like, really, what? She's like, you got to act like you don't know I got engaged and not say anything about it.
Oh, just like you going to act like you didn't tell me?
Right. So I told her, I said, when did you ever tell me? Because you didn't tell me. You posted it on social media. I found out because people told me. I didn't see it personally. I didn't go on Facebook and be like, oh, I saw this and let me tell other people. No, I was told. Mm-hmm. And then they told me, go look on social media if you don't even believe me. So so we went back and forth. And then she had the nerve to go and say, after everything I've been there with you through. And I said, merp, what?
The audacity.
She tried to say, like, you know, she was there for me for when I was going through my divorce, which was true facts. But don't try to throw me under the bus when I've done the exact. I've been the same exact friend that you've been to me. I've been there for you. When your homeboy, when they were supposed to be, you know, engaged and all that stuff, I heard that they're no longer engaged. I don't have any connections with her. But he had cheated on her. And once she told me about that, I was just like, you better break up with him, because it wasn't one time. Like, it was multiple times that she told me that she has caught him cheating on her. And so they broke up. And then she was in another relationship with somebody else. And then they broke up. And then she started talking to, like, some other guys. But then her ex came back. And then they became official. And then, like, a few months later... It drives me crazy when people are like, oh, we took a break, but we've been like 3 years together. Wait, like, no, you had a whole boyfriend for 4 months.
That's not how that works.
Right.
Like, that's not how that works.
But you start back from we're 1 month together.
Right.
And so, yeah, basically she was just coming at me saying that I was a bad friend because I didn't congratulate her. And so I was just like, you want the congratulations? Like, congratulations. I wish you nothing but the best. She said, no, she didn't want it. I was like, so shut the fuck up then, basically. Like, why the fuck are you, bitching at me?
And get off my phone.
After that, we stopped talking. I have no connections to her. I noticed, like, she had unfriended me on Instagram. And she's that type of person that she will keep following. Like, she'll keep looking at your page, or she'll go through different profiles to see what you're posting and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, I'm not about that time. So I blocked her. I blocked another page that she, another friend, her page, her friend's page. Because I know that's what she does. She used to go to her other friend's page to go look on other people's stuff. So I blocked her friend. Not that I had anything towards her friend, but I knew she was going to use that profile to go check on what I'm posting.
Mm-hmm.
So I blocked both pages, and I blocked him. So that's one story.
Okay.
My other story is a recent situation that I've been going through. And a lot of, you know, my intimate circle knows what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying any names, but it's a certain person that I had grown close to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was more than a friend to her.
Correct. And we all were.
Yeah. And every time I try to give her a benefit of doubt, like, I tried to be that person to help her and support her no matter what the situation was.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's what you would want to be done to you.
Right. But what threw me off was a certain thing happened on Facebook.
And Facebook's devil.
Yes. And my name was thrown to the gutter along with two other people. And actually three other people, because your name was in it too. And I felt offended. I felt hurt because I was just like, wow. Like, and it wasn't directly her that was saying my name. It was another her friend, like her best friend. And I was like, the fact that she... That's not really her friend,
but you know. Right. Let's need to hear
that. The fact that she allowed her friend to talk about me.
Correct.
And didn't defend me, that hurt me because, like, the whole situation would happen with one of your birthdays, and I was defending her from the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I had your back no matter what situation it was, because I know so much things about her. And the fact that you let me down. Mm-hmm. And I know it affected her because she tried to hit me up and she had said sorry and she wanted us to be friends again. But I had to draw the lines.
And I think that's the important part. When you either outgrow a friendship or a situation happens where now there's a loss of trust in the friendship, is that you got to create boundaries. It's not to say that I don't, you know, that you don't love the person or you don't care about the person, but it's just saying that I care and love me more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too. And I had to realize that because, you know, I think the older I've gotten, you realize, like, you can't call everybody a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that. And you, in a sense, you can't expect people to treat you the way you treat them, because that's just not, it's not realistic. Not everybody moves the same way you would move. So, like, how like, the both of us here, we probably, I'm pretty confident in saying we probably would do and move the same way for those that are there for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when if you needed something and whether you liked it or not, I dragged my little ass uptown. Mm-hmm. And made sure to physically make sure you was okay, because I know if the roles were reversed, you would physically come and make sure I was okay.
Right.
And I think that's the part that essentially hurts the most, is that understanding of people don't do for you like you would do for them. And that's why you have to kind of create that boundary and create a balance, and essentially a balance in power, because you can't let people take advantage of you. Right. And that's essentially, and it's not even just like just friends. It's just in any scenario, whether it's at work or whether it's in a relationship. You don't ever want to position yourself where people take advantage, because people will take advantage. They will. Yeah. If they can get away with murder, they will get away with murder. If people will get away dragging your ass down with them, they will get it. They don't mind doing that. And it's more of a them issue than a your issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where for me, in high school, you know, it was me, Joy, Britt, and it was another person. So it was like four of us. So where Joy and Britt were probably closer than, you know, they had a different relationship than me and the individual had together. So, like, we would come together, of course, and be there and have a good time and laugh and be there for each other. We went to prom all together, birthdays, sweet 16s, all that jazz. So we've all been there together, but there's just at times where they were closer to each other,
yeah,
on top of them living together too.
Okay.
Where me and the individual, we were like thick as thieves. And we did shit we probably wasn't supposed to do. But, you know, I was probably her biggest enabler, not even gonna hold you. But it was just because we were having fun and being young and dumb and doing shit. So, but I say that. So we started off in high school as four of us. We go off to college. Brittany and her end up actually going to the same college, at least I think for the first year and a half maybe. So they ended up going to the same college together, and then Joy went to school down, not too far from them, down in D.C., and then I was, like, the last sole survivor here in New York, kind of by myself. So, like, when they would come home for, like, holidays and stuff, we'll all try to link up, hang out, stuff like that. But I go the extra mile. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's not because I do it because I'm getting something out of it. It's just right. That's just who I am and how I am. Whether or not you're a friend, acquaintance, someone I work with, someone that I'm with, I'm gonna go the extra mile just because that's just how I am. I am my mother's child. My mom is definitely like that. Mm-hmm. She definitely has, you know, the older I've gotten, the more I've realized she's done things for individuals, whether it's me or family members that she's done and helped out. Where, granted, you don't do it for the praise. You do it because that's just, you want to make sure the person's good. So I say that in our early 20s, you know, dealing with... you know, us, you know, everybody being in college and stuff like that. Like, I would go down at least twice a year, a school year, to go visit her and hang out and stuff like that. So, like, we always tried our best to keep our relationship intact. And then, you know, once everybody finished school, came back home, the biggest, I guess, thing that happened, that where our friendship shifted, actually had to deal with the individual she was fucking with at the time.
Okay.
So background story would be, so me and my ex were together and his best friend and her started messing around with each other.
Okay.
And, you know, I was very like, I don't agree. I don't think this gonna work. But it's funny because now looking, even now, they are probably perfect for each other. It just never worked. It won't ever work. But I honestly think that's her soulmate. I do. But they had a situation had happened where they stopped fucking with each other, and he ended up started fucking with the person that he ended up marrying and having a kid with and family with and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But they stopped fucking with each other. But when everything kind of hit the fan, it affected all parties involved. So, my nigga was coming at her crazy and I was coming at him crazy and I was coming at his nigga. Like, it just, everybody was coming at each other crazy because it was just like, I was telling him, I was like, what we're not going to do is we're not going to talk bad about her in front of me. Like, y'all can talk to each other about her because that's what niggas do. But if I'm in the same room or if I'm around you, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the loyalty I have and the how I value her as a friend. Like, she's my sister. So I don't want to hear that.
Right.
So that was kind of the first rift. That was actually probably the straw that broke the camel's back, was the start of the demise of our, like, sisterhood, was the issues between her and the dude she was messing with and him being the best friend of my guy at the time. So fast forward to maybe a few years down the road, and then once again, you know, just things just never felt the same, and I felt there were a lot of missing parts to the stories and stuff like that. And it just didn't feel the same. And a part of that is to you're growing and you outgrow certain habits and things that, you know, were okay when we were in high school. Like us, you know, talking to mad dudes and doing all this type of stuff. And that was cool, 17, 18, 19. Niggas is almost like 23, 24, 25. This shit not cool no more. Like, right. You kind of evolve a little. But when you kind of stuck in that kind of realm and you haven't yet, it's hard. So I try not to hold it against her. But, you know, then she started having rips with, you know, with her and Britt had a blowout. And then her and, you know, Joy had a blowout. And so I'm still like the last of the Mohegan Sun because both of them to this day are just like on some, like, I'm good. Because I know for a fact she probably wishes she was on the cruise we went on. Because it probably was something we all would have loved to do together. Mm-hmm. So I think her seeing the three of us and stuff like that, I do think that might have been a little dig, and it not purposely, but just like for her to just be like, damn, like, you know, I do think she kind of wishes she kind of was in that inner circle with us again. But fast forward to my 25th birthday. So like I always say, big on birthday. So, but her birthday's in March.
Okay.
And everybody that year was turning 25. So at the time, once again, we were on, off, on, off, on, off. So it was hard to, like, really be all in. But I still got mad love for her. I wanted her to have a good birthday. So we ended up going to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
For her 25th birthday. I said, okay, cool. I spent my last to go to Puerto Rico. Like, I could have been stranded with no money because I almost missed my flight going home because of the night before activities. But, you know, I spent my last going, and I didn't think twice about it. I said, you know what? It's your birthday. It's your 25th birthday. Ain't nobody is going with you. I got you. We out. Let's have a good time. Cool. Fast forward to then May. I'm starting to plan mine because I'm like, I want to go away. I want to do a big, I want to do a big trip, essentially, but I want to go away out of the country. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I got to start now. At least 3 months in advance, everybody get their money. If you got to renew the passport, because I had to renew mine. So I said, let's get everything together. So May comes and I inform everybody, these are the dates. This is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at DR, nay or yay, let's go. She said, cool, not a problem. I should be good to go. Cool. So fast forward then to the beginning of August, she hits me up and she's like, well, I got a new job. I won't be able to go. I said, cool. I'm never going to stop nobody money or hustle ever. But then fast forward the week. So my birthday and Labor Day weekend are very close. So it's either, right. If not the same weekend, it's the weekend before. Always mm-hmm. the weekend before. So come to find out, I was already upset kind of because the girls couldn't go to DR with me because they were going the week before mm-hmm. because Joy's wife, Brandy, our birthdays are like 11 days apart. So The girls had already had planned to go to DR Labor Day weekend, blase, blase, blase. So I was upset, but I was like, you know what it is, cool. But they told me in advance. So she tells me, I got a new job, won't be able to go. I said, cool, not a problem. Take care of the house first. Fast forward to Labor Day weekend, all these bitches is in DR, but she's not with them. She's with one of her other, she's with a friend of hers that she went to college with. So instead of really waiting until I was literally going if not 5 days after. So if you just would have waited and made me a priority. And I think that essentially in any friendship, there has to be a level of making your friend a priority in that moment that if you do it, they should be able to do it for you too. So that's kind of where I kind of took a complete step back because I was like, in any form, I've always been the one to be there, be present, no matter what. And the one moment where I needed my friend to be there and she wasn't, and it was like a spit in my face that she ended up planning a trip to the same country I was going to and went with someone totally different. It was just like, do you really value the friendship the way I value it? And at that point is when I made the decision. I love her even to this day. She can call me right now and say, Janelle, I need you. I'm going up to the Bronx right now. Like, I have no issue with that. The girls, they don't want to hear that, and that's fine. But I've learned to love from afar, and even with the other individual you were talking about, to this day, like, if she called me and she said, Janelle, I really need something or I really need help, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But I've learned from my sanity and from my peace that certain friends or certain people I used to be, I guess, friends with or close with in that sense, I can love you, but I can love you from afar.
Right.
And that's okay, too. And I've had to realize and being able to be active in protecting myself. Because if anything, before, it'd be a free-for-all. It'd be like, it's whatever. But you get to a point where it's not whatever, and you can't just let it. That's why I said having boundaries is super important in a friendship, because it allows you to know what you're willing to put up with, what you're not willing to put up with. And that's really in any relationship. So before we do end, I actually have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead. Because I have one for you too.
Ooh. So my question to you, and it probably is just a little cheap advice I'm getting on the podcast. How were you able to... Did your close friends like Dre when they first met him?
My close friends?
Yeah.
So my close friends, like my best friends, haven't met Dre yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then one of my
close
friends, well, because they don't come down here to the city.
But and not I even take gone, him up there or y'all.
I haven't gone up there in a long time. I think the last time that we all hanged out, no, that was before that too. But I guess before the pandemic, the last time we all hanged out was when my best friend turned 30.
Really?
And she's 32. She'll be 33 this year.
So they haven't.
They haven't met.
Wow.
Like, they know of him. Yeah. Obviously, they always ask about him. So it's like they know everything about him.
They know him, yeah.
They know him enough. They definitely see the differences from how I was in my past relationship. So I actually remember I told you the reason why also is because I had stopped talking to them.
And oh, because you felt like collusion was going on.
Yeah.
And you had to distance yourself to figure out some shit.
Yeah, like I felt like I was more of a friend than they were being my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt left out. And so I kind of just like, I guess you can, I mean, I don't want to say I ghosted myself from them because they knew of me.
You didn't involve them in your day to day.
I didn't. There was just a lot going on, and then, you know.
But that's the journey in friendship. Like, yeah, there's going
to
be time.
They wanted to sit down and talk to me. Like, my best friend told me, my meatball told me, and my reaction was just like, no, that's fucking stupid. But after taking therapy,
girl,
and one of my other close friends asked, because the reason why we got a little close again was I wrote a letter kind of like ending my friendship with them to get my closure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls replied back and she said, I think we should just sit down and talk about it. And mm-hmm. I was just like, okay.
And I think that's important in any friendship is the willingness mm-hmm. to just sit and have a conversation and just have simply just put everything on the table. Like, the girls will tell you, there was, you know, I'm notorious. I don't share my feelings. I'm not the biggest sharer of feelings. It's just, mm-hmm. just not Janelle. But the girls made me realize in order to have a healthy friendship, a yeah. healthy sisterhood, there were just parts of my life that I had to. And even now being, you know, 30, 31, mm-hmm. 32 going on, even now we look at it like, girl, it was one thing. I don't remember what it was. It was one thing. Brittany was like, no, Joy was like, either Joy or Brittany, one of them was like, yo, so you just gonna be open and honest on your podcast and not tell us? Like, and it was just like, what? And it just was like, girls, you know everything else. Like, that one little detail thing, really? But I think it was Brittany because she's notorious being like, well, how did I know? Yeah. Bitch, you didn't ask. But the girls, we were either fresh out of high school mm-hmm. and the girls had an intervention with me. They tricked me.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
They tricked me to having a sit-down conversation with me. to this day, I get really upset about it because I look back, I'm like, these bitches really tricked me. I thought I was going over to Joy's house. We was going to cuddle. We was going to have a girls' weekend. Mm-hmm. And then these bitches sat me down and was like, listen, we need you to communicate your feelings because we don't know what the fuck going on with you. And to be fair, at the time, I was still dealing with, you know, my parents divorcing,
mm-hmm.
dealing with, you know, probably niggas that were around. It just was a lot going on, yeah. I think, at the time. And I just, when I feel overwhelmed, I shut down.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
So, but I've had to come out of that habit of shutting down because I realize there's so many people that low-key depend on me, in mm-hmm. a sense. Not saying, like, fully do, but just if I shut down, that does more bad than good. Yeah. So I work on not shutting down.
Yeah, like, they, like, it was so crazy because we sat down. They met me by my school. And we sat down, and I didn't have to say absolutely anything.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, one of my friends was just like, I just want to start by saying I'm sorry. And I was just like, what? And she was like, I feel, and everything that I was feeling, like, they didn't know how I was feeling. They didn't know what I was going through. And they said everything. And I was like, I held in my tears because I was just like, oh, my God, like, this is exactly where I'm at, like, mm-hmm. this is exactly what I'm feeling. And I started talking about, like, yeah, like, you know, I started therapy, and I was like, that's what it is. And I was just like, yeah, so weird, like, what are you talking about? And it's like, because you're a hard ass,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're very feisty, and people don't know, like, people, every time I say I can be rude, they're like, yeah, okay, but when they actually see my side,
see a tone,
Yeah, and so, and then, like, rude, my rude real one. Puerto Rican character starts to come out. And so they would say, like, you know, you be mean. Like, you can be really mean and hurtful to us. And then the fact that you was just, like, so open and okay, like, let's have a sit down. Like, when do you guys want to meet? And we were just like, the fuck? Like, she didn't fight back? Like, they didn't say the fuck, but...
They thought it, though.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then pretty much after that, like, it was just, like... It was like we never missed anything. And I was super excited to see them because my friend was pregnant at the time. So I got to see her before her little butterball came out. I haven't yet to see the baby yet because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we stay in we connect with one another. I kind of connect more with my meatball more so than anybody else because, you know, One is married. She has the baby, so I don't. And then my best friend just started, like, a new job and stuff. So I'm, like, super excited about her doing that. So I got to do one of my tricks of my sleeves where I come up and surprise them again because, you know, that's what I'm known to do. So.
Exactly. But I think – but that's the beauty in terms of, like, true friendship is, like, some time can go and you don't miss a beat. Like, you know, us – you know, with the pandemic, I hadn't been able to see Joy since we went on the cruise, and that was back September 2019. Yeah. So to it be December 2020, it was like, but bitch, like what? But it's just like whenever the three of us get together, it's like us walking down the hallways in high school all over again. So it's right. You never miss a beat. Or like my college roommate who lives in Jersey, but now she got a you know, she has a husband, she got a baby girl, you know, she got a family. So like. And plus, she's in Jersey. She far as fuck looking. But, like, if me and her talk or we go out and hang out, it's like we never miss a beat. So, like, you value those type of relationships in that friendship realm a lot more than just a regular, like, kind of half-ass stuff. What was the question? What was your question?
And then I was going to say, I'll ask you this, and then we'll wrap up. Yeah. Are you a jealous friend?
Am I a jealous friend? No, because I'm the more the merrier. Kind of friend.
Nah, I'm very jealous.
So, like, for me, I'm always, like, I'm definitely the more inviting friend.
Okay.
So, like, and I make, I guess, without knowing I do, I guess I make people feel more comfortable being around. Because, it, like, I tell people, or like I told Mikey when, you know, we started talking, I was like, listen, my friends are intense as fuck. Just straight up, because it's just so many different personalities.
So many.
They're so different.
Yeah.
So
that's why my 30th is gonna be very interesting. Having all my friends
gonna be
combined.
A ball.
Brunch
but
it's gonna be fun.
No, it's gonna be a ball. But that's the thing. I had warned him. I was like, listen, everyone. I said it's an interesting bunch. I said the one thing is that we all love wrestling, so it ends up being great conversation starter. Because I was really kind of like, not scared, but I was really worried, like, how he would
react.
Like, be comfortable for my birthday party.
Yeah.
Because I had never done that either. Like, I was like, like, is this going to work? Because once again, all y'all going to look at me like, how long is this nigga going to last? So that's why I already knew that was
somebody from the same state, too.
Right. So it was just always like a, oh, shit, this is, we already ought to up it up. But being a jealous friend, no, that I am not. I'm definitely like, I'm probably Mr. Steal Your Friend. Like, I'm probably end up like, if I meet a friend of yours and me and them click, that's actually how me and my homeboy that I was telling you about that wants to come on and how he's like low-key the only Spanish friend I have. Like, that's a guy. That's how me and him actually became very super close. Like, he's my Virgo twin to the T. He actually was talking to one of my good friends, Tiffany, that at the time she was talking to her. But me and Tiffany have been friends over 15 years too. So it was like one of her birthdays, and we had went out to a club, and he had came out with us. And I was always like, who's this guy? Whatever, whatever, whatever. But then we went to a diner after the club. And that's when me and him kind of clicked. And we knew from then, we were like, now we're going to be friends forever. And we've actually been friends since then. Like, and created a solid friendship together because of me meeting him through someone else. So I'm definitely the friend that ends up stealing your friend and being a better and being a better friend. So
yeah, no, I'm I'm a jealous friend.
Jealous. Why are you jealous? What?
I am. I say this because of when I sat down with my girls and I mentioned a certain person. I was just like, yeah, because you had to, like, do everything, because the other girl also lives in where they are from now. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, I think it's a Gemini thing, because the girl turns out to be a Gemini as well. And she's like 5 days away from my birthday. And so I was just like, yeah, I don't. So like our group chat, I wrote it. I titled it Amanda Doesn't Like to Share. And they said it. They was like, that's so you. Like, you don't like to. I was like, I don't, because you guys were mine first. And she just came out of nowhere. Like, you guys are mine.
Listen, sharing is caring. No, and also, not. It is. Because you'll be able. There's another person to balance you guys out. You have to think of the positive instead of the mine. Think of like, okay, us plus one.
I guess.
But anyway, we're going to end the episode off with the jealous one over here. Are you jealous? Like, if someone was trying to be friends with me, would you be jealous? No.
No, but if they try to take my time away, like, then I probably low-key feel the type of way.
Good to know, though. Yeah. I don't mind it. You can be the jealous friend. I don't mind it. I don't get too many people that get jealous over me that there I know. You go. So I'm okay with it for now.
All right.
Until it gets serious. And I'll be like, Amanda.
Got to cool down a little bit.
Snap out of it.
Like, okay.
Snap out of it. But we're going to end the episode, of course, with one of Nelly's gems. Cherish your friends. I think it's important to understand friends are an extension of a family tie. I'm blessed that, you know, once again, me and Amanda became friends out of, you know, her relationship with Andre. Mm-hmm. But once again, I look at it was a bonus. So, and then, you know, how me and him became friends was just hilarious to this day. But then, you know, meeting her, you know, it was definitely the bonus. And I made it very clear to the ladies sitting across from me that you are my friend regardless of your situation with Andre.
Right.
And I wanted that to be very clear, because they're two different things. Like, you are your own person and I treat you as such. And that, and I wanted her to understand that. So I said that so that it's on record that I did say that. And I told her that.
She did.
Once upon a time. But cherish your friends and understand that a real friend will want the best for you regardless of if they benefited or not. Mm-hmm. And that's just actually in any relationship. Any true friend should want the best for you without something in return, and vice versa. You should be able to give without anything in return or expecting anything in return, because real friends do that. Real friends sacrifice. Real friends.
Especially during this pandemic.
Yeah, it's true. Like, honestly.
It's taught me a lot.
There were times where we would house party and that shit was dope. It was times where we would Zoom, that was dope. And then, you know, when kind of things started opening up and we did your graduation party and stuff like that, and we'd had, you know, mini viewing parties at my house. So like, being able to create those moments are also important too, and making sure you take time. Like, I think that's the kind of like hard part right now for me, is just trying to figure out a fucking balance between dealing with all you hoes and dealing with the individual that I'm dealing with. So it's just like, but the good part is that he loves how we are with each other. So, and you know, and you guys have been open arms with him. So I think it works. Well, majority of people have been open arms, but I think it works. And I think it's just, once again, everything's a work in progress. So cherish your friends and make sure you work on being a better friend at all times, because you never know what someone's going through and when they, that one text. So I would say, if you haven't texted someone in a long time, text them after listening to this episode and just say, hey, what's going on? I think sometimes that makes a hell of a difference.
It does.
But all right, we're going to end that off saying that. Episode 12, once again, of Sasson Talk, and you can listen to all 11 episodes that we've done amazingly on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, I think, around there too, with the boys.
Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's my fave.
I use Apple.
I use SoundCloud if I choose to listen. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And YouTube, absolutely. So the video,
reactions and everything,
because they be raw and uncut, especially episode 10. Raw and uncut. But once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. If you have any topics or if you do want to be a future guest on Sasson Talk, make sure to inform us at Sasson Talk on Instagram. And then also, too, if you know us personally, you can always hit us up and we can, you know, figure out some things. Once again, thank you guys for joining us and listening to another episode of Sasson Talk. I'm Janelle.
I'm Amanda.
And we hope to see you guys soon.
Bye.